Hello, I'm calling from Opinion Research, a national polling firm. We're conducting an opinion survey on state and national issues. Your answers are anonymous and confidential. Your opinions are very important to the success of the survey. Are you registered to vote as a Republican in Maryland?
Yes.
Thank you. And how likely are you to vote in the Maryland Republican primary election for U.S. Senate in a couple of weeks? Definitely will vote, likely will vote, may or may not vote, or will not vote.
I did a send-in vote. Well, I forget what you call it.
Mail-in vote already.
So can you say definitely will vote?
Yes, I definitely vote.
And I'm going to read you the names of several individuals after I mention each name. I would like you to tell me if you recognize that person. If you do, I will then like you to tell me whether you have a favorable, unfavorable, or neutral opinion of that individual. The first name is Donald Trump. Do you recognize that name?
Yes.
And do you have a favorable, unfavorable, or neutral opinion of that person?
Favorable.
Is that very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
The next one, Larry Hogan. Do you recognize that name?
Yes, and very favorable.
Okay. Chris Chafee. Do you recognize that name? Chris Chafee?
Chafee, I recognize it.
Okay. How would you rate him? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
You don't know?
I only know the top candidates. I don't know all the rest of them. So.
Okay, so can we say neutral or no opinion?
All right, neutral. Neutral.
Okay. And the last one, Robin Thicker. Do you recognize that name?
No.
Okay. And if the May 2024 Republican primary election for United States were held today, for whom would you vote between Robin Thicker, Larry Hogan, and Chris Chafee, or someone else?
Larry Hogan.
And do you support or oppose U.S. aid to Ukraine?
What are the choices?
I strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
I'll say somewhat support.
And do you support or oppose U.S. aid to Israel?
I somewhat support.
Okay. Now, when you are deciding who to vote for, how important are the following issues to you? Very, somewhat, not too important, or not at all. The first one, securing and protecting our southern border. Is that very important?
Very,
somewhat?
Very important. Very okay. Important.
The next one, job creation and economic development.
Very important.
Economic issues like inflation, family budget, and debt.
Very important.
Energy independence for this country.
Very important.
And the last one, being a candidate who supports Donald Trump.
Name a candidate?
Being a candidate who supports Donald Trump. When you are deciding who to vote for, this is very important, somewhat not too important.
Very important. Very important.
Okay. And now we're almost done with the survey. We're 75% up. Thank you so much for your time. I'm going to read you a bit of information about U.S. Senate candidate Robin Thicker. After each, please tell me if the information makes you more likely, less likely to vote for him, or if it makes no difference to you. The first one, Robin Thicker, is a strong supporter of Donald Trump. As a senator, Robin Thicker would actively help President Trump enact his agenda. Does this make you more likely, less likely to vote for Thicker, or does it make no difference to you?
No difference at this point.
Okay. The last two, Robin Thicker say he's running for Senate to fight for conservative Republican values. Does this make you more likely, less likely to vote for Thicker, or does it make no difference to you?
I would somewhat support him for that.
Okay. And the last one, Robin Thicker will use his position as U.S. Senate to fight to secure our southern border. Does this make you more likely, less likely, or does it make no difference to you?
Somewhat for him.
Somewhat more. And now, lastly, this is basically the last part of the survey. I can thank you for your help. I'm going to read you a bit of information about U.S. Senate candidate Larry Hogan. After each, again, please tell me if the information makes you more likely, less likely to vote for him, or if it makes no difference to you. Larry Hogan says he's running for Senate not to serve one party, but to stand up to both parties. Does this make you more likely, less likely to vote for Hogan, or does it make no difference to you?
More likely.
Much more or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat.
The last two, Larry Hogan is a strong opponent of Donald Trump. Hogan is doing everything he can to stop President Trump. Does this make you more likely, less likely to vote for Hogan, or does it make no difference to you?
Somewhat. Is that one of the answers?
Somewhat more or somewhat less?
Somewhat more.
Okay, and the last one. As a governor, Larry Hogan locked down businesses, schools, and other activities during much of the pandemic, while other Republican governors kept their state open.
I'm having a hard time hearing you. I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Okay. I will repeat the statement. As governor, Larry Hogan locked down businesses, schools, and other activities during much of the pandemic, while other Republican governors kept their state open. Does this make you more likely, less likely to vote for Hogan, or does it make no difference to you?
I'm still voting for Hogan. He didn't do a lockdown like that.
But in this specific statement, after hearing that, does this make you much more likely to vote for him? Somewhat more?
Hogan. More likely to vote for Hogan.
Okay, much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
And I'd like to ask you once again if the May 2024 Republican primary election for United States Senate were held today, for whom would you vote, Robin Picker, Larry Hogan, or Chris Chafee, or someone else?
Hogan.
And generally, would you describe yourself as a moderate Republican or as a conservative Republican?
Moderate.
And the last few questions are for statistical purposes only and will assist us greatly in analyzing your responses. Into which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 39, 40 to 49, 50 to 59, or 60 or older?
60 or older.
And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is very important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a great evening.
Okay, thanks. Okay, bye.
Bye. Thank you.